Mr. Robert Glasper in town in the AL hanging out. I tell you, this gentleman hangs very well. Good morning, my friend. You up and at it?
Good morning.
Good morning. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Good
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Can't complain.
I know that's right. I got to say one thing about you, Robert. You are one of those artists that when you are in any city, you hang out. You don't lay low. You don't keep hidden. You get out there with the people. And I think that's so important.
Exactly. Well, the people are what makes me who I am and what I'm doing and makes everything happen for me. So, you know, I like to hang out with everybody and see what they do.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about you and the ATL. A lot of folks, of course, are just here, a lot of talented musicians. So I understand right. You've been hanging out and doing some work. Tell us what you can. Who are you making music with?
Well, I came here. I did a few songs with Russell Dunn's new record. He recorded a record last weekend. And so I came here to record a few songs with him and also to record a few songs with Lil Jon, my man, Lil Jon Roberts, doing the record. So I came here, I did some stuff on that. And my best friend, Brian Michael Cox, producer, lives out here. So I came down here to write with him as well for this new project that I just stumbled upon. I'm producing Chaka Khan's new record. So I came down here to do some writing with him for that project as well, and also for some Black Radio stuff.
Nice.
Black Radio Volume 2 stuff. Volume 2.
Are they ready for I know they're ready for Volume 2. Now let's get into Black Radio, because I have to say, me personally, I knew you way before Black Radio. I knew you, of course, with Double Booked and In My Element. Black Radio, let's talk about that. That transition from, say, In My Element to Black Radio.
Right.
The artists, the music. How did we get from one place to the other?
Well, I've always, I got signed to Blue Note in 2005, and that's when I started really putting out my jazz records. But I've been playing with Bilal since 99, since he first got signed. We went to college together. And so I was with Bilal's music director for a really long time, for about 7-8 years, up until like 2007. So once I started doing music directing for Bilal, started going on tour, you know, and that's when I meet, you know, all the rappers and the singers and just being in that world. You know, that's how I met Jay Dilla. Got to hang out with him at his crib for 2 weeks and make music. And I got into that whole world of, you know, the Soul Aquarian world with Common and Erica and the Roots and all that stuff. So I've been doing that for a very long time, playing in that world. And also at the same time playing with my acoustic jazz trio. You know what I mean? So I knew at some point, you know, I wanted to do a record that kind of meshed up those two worlds that I'm in, you know, but I wanted to do it right. So that's why I didn't do it in 2005. You know, I wanted to make sure I put out some jazz records. Jazz is my first love, so I wanted to put out some records, you know, that solidify myself as a jazz pianist so people take me seriously in my art and my craft, you know, because I am a pianist and I don't sing. So I want to make sure that people really knew what I really do. You know what I mean? So I put out some jazz CDs first, and then I waited to put out this record. And now, you know, of course, this record came out. Before that, I was, you know, on tour with Maxwell and did a lot of stuff with Lettucey and you know, Q-Tip and Mos Def and all these other people. So the roster got bigger. And so, therefore, I kind of got more known in those worlds, in the hip-hop R&B world. So when I put this album out, it was like a perfect timing type thing as well.
Yeah. You could tell it was perfect because the reaction from the energy, and I use that word a lot when it comes to music because I think it's important. The reaction from folks was, you can tell it was right on time. And I think it's interesting that you say you wanted people to know that you are first, really your first love is jazz, because, you know, Black Radio and Gonna Be All Right has been nominated, but not in a jazz category. And I've always been interested to know your take on that. Is it something where you say, look, I'm just happy for the recognition, or does the genre even get to you? Always curious to talk to you about that.
Well, the genres don't, I, you know, I, don't pay attention to genres because it's all black music. You know, black people, we've are blessed to say that we have created, you know, like 8 different types of music that have expanded throughout the globe that people love all over the place. You know what I mean? From jazz to blues to gospel to rock, you know, to hip hop to soul to jazz, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to explore all of those elements of the music of my people. So it's really not, for me, it's not a thought process. It's all related. You know what I mean? You're like, why? You don't have to think about playing with your brother. You know, you just play. And since it's all related, that's kind of just what it is. So, but unfortunately, when you do the Grammys, the Grammy thing, they kind of don't allow you to put yourself in a bunch of different categories as far as genres of music. So when you fill out the ballot, you kind of have to pick one. You have to say, do I want to go for R&B album of the year, or do I want to go for a jazz album of the year? You have to pick one. And that's kind of how it is with all of the entries. So most of the entries we chose was R&B entries because we got such a great response from the mainstream R&B hip-hop world. You know what I mean? And that's just a bigger category anyway. You know what I mean? In general, it's just on a bigger platform. So we just rolled the dice and didn't put it in the jazz category. And it worked.
See, that's good to know, because I thought they put you guys in that, but you all are able to select the categories.
Yeah, when you do the Grammys, you have to select which categories you want to be a possible candidate for. Mm. From down to everything. It's like you're never randomly picked for anything. Mm. You know what you're going to get chosen for if you get chosen. Mm. You know what I mean? So, but you just have to pick. So it was kind of hard with this album because it kind of, you know, it blurs the line, so we have to make some tough choices, you know.
Well, you know, either way, you know, of course, we're going to be rooting for you. And even if you don't win, because I don't like to think that plaque makes or breaks you. But, you know, as it says, I never let a statue tell me how nice I am, right? But it's always good, I think, just to have that. So we're going to be rooting for you next month. And we know that you are working with Chaka Khan's new album coming out, Black Radio Volume 2. When can we look forward to that? Is there a date? Because I'm going to be on top of that one.
There's no date as of yet. Right now, I'm still trying to get together the roster. Luckily, like, once Black Radio 1 came out, you know, I got a lot of great artists wanting to just be on Volume 2, you know, because of the response the record had. I think they love the, just, you know, just to have the camaraderie of all these great artists come together and make an album like that was amazing. You know, I didn't have to do very much at all, you know what I mean? So it was really just having the right people together, you know what I mean? So right now I'm getting the roster together. It's pretty much going to be all new people. I'm going to repeat 1 or 2 people from Volume 1. And then I'm going to have all new people. So right now I'm just, you know, narrowing down the list and going through the motions with everybody and their managers and getting schedules together. So, you know, I'm hoping I can start recording in March or April.
Okay. All right. Well, you know.
But I don't know when it's going to, I don't know when it's possible, because I'm hoping I can get a late fall release. Perhaps, right. But we'll see. Don't put that in the air.
Well, you know, ladies,
maybe I just did.
You know you did, and we got you recorded so we can play it back and tell on you. But
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to keep up with Robert Glasper. I know I do on Twitter, because that's another way that you can really find out the dates and who's going to possibly be on the album and where he's going to be. That's how I knew you were going to be in the ATL, from following you on Twitter. So do that, ladies and gentlemen. He always keeps up with the people. And that's one of the things, like I said in the beginning, Robert, that I love about you. I've seen you out and about in different cities, and there is no air about you. You can be standing next to Robert Glasper and not know it. And he's just so down to earth, and he gives the love back that you give to him. And it's important that a lot of artists really recognize that the way that you do. So I thank you so much for that. All this good music and just not being afraid to make it do what it do, Robert. I tell you, you really do a good job. So I thank you.
Happy birthday, Sade.
Happy birthday, Sade, I tell you. And thank you so much again. 11:58, that is your time. We got some more great music headed your way as we come up on your 12 o'clock lunch hour. More Robert Glasper, more Jose James. You're on that album, right, as far as producing?
Yes, I produced and wrote not his first single. I played on It's All Over Your Body, played keys on it, and I wrote the song called Vanguard.
All right.
On that album.
All right. So we're going to have tune coming up next. More Robert Glasper, more great music. So ladies and gentlemen, be sure to keep it locked right here with us on Member Supported, Jazz 91.9 FM, the Jazz of the City.